B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going
to
be cool.
Yeah, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Is your engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly and get your vehicle scanned free of charge. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better price. Every day at 620 LBF, what's cool?
You know, sometimes when I'm on the Twitter machine,
yeah.
I find a gem in that cesspool, and I did this week, and I'm going to tell you all about it.
Oh, I didn't even know you were on Twitter.
Oh, I am.
Yeah? You don't tweet?
No, I like a lot of tweets.
Yeah, you just like to stay on the bird line and watch the other
I
tweet.
Do.
I got you.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Brian, what's cool?
All right. Ken Jennings' run as Jeopardy guest host is up.
Uh-huh.
We have a new guest host today. I'll tell you who's going to be doing it.
LBF doesn't like it. You don't like it? You
no.
don't like change.
No.
You do not
Who
like
does?
Change.
It's dumb.
Jeez. It's dumb. You hate it when a new host comes in.
I can't stand it.
I mean, my God. Hopefully there's not another coming in anytime soon. Anywho, how about I tell you? I know you're going to say, Bob, is that really cool?
Bob, is that really cool?
Well, it is because the guy is so cool.
Oh, okay.
This is the guy next time you fly the friendly
Keeping
skies.
Keeping your cool things.
That, thank you. You fly the friendly skies. This is your friend. Thanks. I'll tell you who he is.
All right. Quick story on the Twitter machine. This guy is 20-something. He lives in Portland, Oregon. He's watching this nature show, and he finds out that if you feed crows, that they become your friends. They bring you little gifts and stuff like that. Yeah, crows
wow.
are interesting.
Yeah.
So he was feeding his... He had a goth phase, and he's like, I'm getting involved. So he starts feeding 5 crows,
okay.
and they turn to 15,
what's he feed them? Like, just bird
like,
feed?
Yeah,
bird
anything. Feed? Okay. Yep. And, 5 turned into 15, so he's got this, like, murder. That's what it's called.
It's a murder
Yeah,
approach?
He said, am yep. I liable if my murder attempts murder? Because what happened was, his neighbors would come visit him, and the crows would start dive-bombing them, and he's like, oh, my God.
Wow.
So he didn't know what to do. Well, he called the Audubon Society, and the Audubon Society said, you know what? Just have your neighbors feed them, too, and then everyone will be like a nice group. So that's what happened. The neighbors started feeding the crows, and then they all became a nice community. But here's the really interesting part. Most amazingly, the crows legitimately saved my neighbor. Ice storm, woman falls, couldn't get back up. The crows started going ballistic and making more noise than we've ever heard. A different neighbor went outside to see what was up, found the person in the driveway, mostly okay, just bruises.
It's fascinating.
Isn't
no, it?
It
is. I remember seeing something on PBS.
Yeah. They become
about,
your friends.
Well, I didn't know that about it. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
But how they had their own language.
Yep.
It's really fascinating.
So if you
well,
have some
you.
Crows...
Watching the birds on Twitter.
Yep.
I like
I know
it.
Bird story on Twitter.
That's it.
Tweedly tweet.
Okay. Wow. Brian, bail us out, please.
All right, so Friday ended Ken Jennings' run as yeah. 6-week guest host stint. Mm. So we're going to start to see some of the new guest hosts. And here is who will be hosting tonight.
What's there his
you
name?
Go. He'll tell you.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm Jeopardy's executive producer, Mike Richards. And this week, I'm also the guest host.
New guest host.
Very close. A lot on the line.
Same. Great game.
Incredible match.
This is Jeopardy.
What do you want to do?
I'd like to do a different category.
Let me check the rules on that. No, we can't do that.
On Jeopardy.
Wow.
Right. I don't like it.
Why not?
I don't like
He's bringing it. A little energy.
I don't like the energy.
Yeah.
You don't need that kind of energy. It's 7:30 at night.
Yeah.
Everyone's calming down.
You know, Ken Jennings is a calming kind of influence. Yeah. He's good, right?
He's
that was like
a
2 seconds of him speaking.
No. Nope.
I mean, let's give him a little chance.
No.
I don't know how long his run is going to be, but it starts tonight, and then we'll see, you know, Katie Couric, Aaron Rodgers.
That's when it's going to get interesting.
Bill Whitaker.
Aaron Rodgers?
Mayim Bialik.
Like Bill Whitaker, musician?
No, the correspondent.
CBS guy.
Minutes.
Oh.
Okay. Now.
That's Roger Whitaker.
Bill Withers? Yeah.
Roger Whitaker. Didn't he sing?
Yes.
Great Whistler.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Whistler. Okay. Dead or alive, you should find out.
I'm
okay.
Find out right now.
All right, here we go. So you're wondering, well, why is this a cool story? It's cool because of the pilot on this flight, in case you missed it, on United Airlines flight out of Denver on Saturday. The engine, one of the engines exploded shortly after takeoff. Most of it stayed intact long enough for the pilots to turn back and land safely. Nobody's injured, but Check out the pilot, how cool he is.
Mayday, Mayday, United 328 Heavy, Mayday, Mayday aircraft. Denver departure, United 328 Heavy, Mayday aircraft. Just experienced engine failure, need a turn immediately.
There's a big boom, the kind of sound you don't want to hear when you're on an airplane. And I instantly put my shade up, and I was pretty frightened to see that the engine on my side was missing.
My wife and I were sitting inside the house. We heard this big bang, and then all of a sudden there was a bang and a crash. This object just rolls right in front of our house, right out the front window, trying to figure out what it is. And as soon as I open the door, I go, uh-oh, it's an engine part.
It was. Oh, how cool was that pilot, though? Mayday, 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 mayday.
Chill.
See what he had to say?
Mayday.
Yeah, and he said, engine failure. He didn't say, oh, my God.
Yeah.
We don't have an engine anymore.
I know. He was so chill.
Now I want to fly on his front.
Roger Whitaker is alive and well and whistling.
Yeah, okay. All right. I think that they gave him all they wanted in that report. 625.
It had everything.
More.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.